I love his toughness. What he brings, he really is what you're looking for from a mental standpoint. He's very physical, Jason. He goes after people, tempo setter, plays a physical brand of football.
Do you make all the calls and that kind of stuff?
I'm sorry?
Do you make all the calls?
Does he make all the calls?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He made all the calls for Ohio State, and, he's a visual and verbal guy that makes sure that everyone is in place and where they're supposed to go, so he's very skilled at that.
James, what do you think that competition is going to be like at center?
Well, it's going to be interesting. You know, we have Garth and JC and now Corey, so it's going to be very competitive. They all know that in the room. Just had a brief conversation with Corey minutes before coming down here, and he's excited for the opportunity as well. But the other two guys have been here, been working extremely hard too. So, those things will be something that will be a weekly thing, I'm sure, going forward. And, have great confidence in all three of those young men.
James, despite Trenor's injury last year, was he able to get some development time?
Absolutely. The time that when he came off of the PUP and practicing, majority of it obviously with service teams, opponent look, he progressed every single week. That kid is a very headstrong kid, knows all of his assignments, and he's ready to go and compete. And he wants to be the starting center also, just like everyone else does. But excellent work habits, and yes, the practice time he had was excellent.
Previously played guard and tackle. If he doesn't win the starting center job, does he have versatility, or do you like him just in the middle?
For JC?
For Lindsley.
Ask a question again,
so
I'm saying?
In his first 2 years, didn't Lindsley play guard and tackle a little bit? I'm just wondering if he doesn't win starting center, if he can move around a little bit and be versatile.
Well, yeah, I mean, we expect them all inside three to be able to play both guards and positions and, of course, the center position, but certainly, though, we'll put him at center, and he's going to have to show that he can play guard as well. But certainly, yeah, we'd like the flexibility.
Are there any similarities between their run game and your run game, Ohio State's and yours?
Well, I mean, they're in the shotgun a lot, and obviously we like to be in the shotgun, as much or equal to being under center. So, I mean, he's a really good shotgun snapper. Everyone has different ways of getting into the A hole, the B hole, the C hole, and getting in that in those areas. And, blocking is blocking. And so, to answer your question, yeah, there are some similarities in every offense that's out there. And he does a very good job with double teams, does a good job with the adjacent linemen, getting vertical press. You can certainly see his strength. The kid benched, I believe, 36 reps in the bench press. He uses his upper body very well, so he'll be very good at that.
James, how much of a challenge is it for an offense and for an offensive line to have a different starting center for the fourth straight year?
I think you make of it what it is, and I think everyone would like to have some stability there, but in reality, everyone comes in and learns the system. There are two very good guards that are very smart. You have obviously a very smart quarterback. So, the progression of learning is accelerated when you have smart people around him. So I think, I think a lot of that, can be made a little bit too much of at times. Certainly you'd like to have a same center quarterback. Who wouldn't, on the same wavelength. But, I'll say this. You look at the short time that Aaron and JC have been together now, and they're flowing very well. A lot of that, too, is the fact that you have, like I said, two guards, but you have a quarterback that also understands the situation, and he helps that person grow, too, with communication. So that's a big thing with the quarterbacks. They know that we have to be on the same page, so I don't think that's a problem.
James, how's his movement skills getting in and out of combinations to the second level, screen game, that kind of thing?
He pulls very well. You see him, they do some pull schemes where they bring the center and pull him wide outside the tackle. So he's very fluid getting out of his stance from that standpoint, and gets to his aiming points very well on the second level. He does a very good job with that.
What about the pass blocking versus run blocking? Obviously, they run the ball a lot at OSU.
His pass blocking is very good. Showed the ability to block a nose one-on-one when you have both guards are fanning on each side, and, you know, and creating in space. He resets his hands well, and again, he uses his strength and his leverage to his advantage. Once he has you locked up, he's a very difficult person to get off of.
He's still kind of new to the position. Is that something that you saw him maybe getting better and better as the year went on? Has he got...
Oh, I think he's going to improve, absolutely. He has room to improve, just like any young player. You know, he'll get in and learn our terminology and get that put aside and then work on his fundamentals right from day one, and I expect him to get better, absolutely.
Kemp, just to be clear, your plan is to let these, at least right now, is to let these three young guys compete for the starting center job. You're not going to move TJ or Josh at this time.
Well, you never know, Jason, what happens with that. But we have other guys that have played center. Obviously, TJ's been in there. Josh has snapped balls for us. Donnie Barclay snapped balls for us. So I think those things will be decided moving forward. But if you really looked at it right now, I mean, you have three guys that are centers that are going to play center, and they're going to battle it out. And certainly, though, like we talked about before, they have to show the ability to be flexible. Someone's going to be a backup, so they got to be able to play guard too. And maybe another position or so, but we'll certainly work as many guys as we need to make sure that we are covered going into ball games because we dress seven. So,
Coach, he's lighter than Evan Dietrich Smith was a year ago. Is there any plan for him to put on weight?
Well, you know, I haven't seen him since the combine, but he looked pretty big to me. He's a 305, 600-pound kid, and it's about the same as what Evan was, same build. I don't have a problem with his weight where it is now.
James, you'll get Belaga back.
Well, I'm sorry?
So you'll get Belaga back. You should have Trevor all year. You have the draft pick. Is this as good as the depth has been in your room?
It's going to be a very, very competitive camp for, A, making the ball club, and then, B, who's going to be out there starting in the first game on Thursday against Seattle. There's a lot of competition in that room, more so than it's ever been. And that's healthy. And these guys, I can't say enough about them. They've been to every volunteer workout that we've had so far. They're competing now, even though we can just do field work and fundamental things, obviously. But it's very exciting to be able to coach this group from a standpoint that there's a lot of good football players in there, a lot of young players, and the competition is going to be a lot of fun to see how it pans out and the opportunities that are given to them.